the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
What do you know about physics? Is your perception of the science more driven by intense study or pop culture? Do you imagine socially awkward scientists holed up studying black holes? Dr. David Cornelison, head of Missouri State University's Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science, shares some insight into what physics is and what it is not.
So people get a misunderstanding about physics and what it is, and part of this comes from Carl Sagan and Richard Feynman or Albert Einstein, and part of it comes especially for the last 5 to 6 years from the Big Bang Theory. Physics is the study of the naturally occurring universe. For example, we'd be interested in anything that governs the transmission or interaction of energy with objects, material objects, motion, cosmology, astrophysics, a variety of different subjects. So, for example, when I talk to people and explain that the transistor, which of course is the backbone of most solid-state electronics in the United States, was invented by physicists, or that the laser was invented by physicists, they are usually dumbfounded. They think of physics as being black holes and wormholes and other kinds of things like that, and they forget that physics is actually at its heart an experimentally based empirical science.
In 2007, the Big Bang Theory began airing on CBS. Since the cast includes characters who work as physicists, it could have provided a glimpse into their lives and introduced interesting topics for non-scientists who watch the show. Instead, Cornelison thinks it is a missed opportunity.
In Big Bang Theory, they talk physics and they discuss physics at a light level, but they spend much more time talking about Star Trek, comic books, superheroes, and the like. It's a great show in a lot of ways, but it's a superficial show with respect to scientists and how they do their work. The Caltech physicists whom I've known have not been funny, goofy people, but instead have been intimidating, scary people. And that's what people don't understand about physics. It's a very intense discipline. The people who work in it are usually very driven and are usually very serious about what they do.
To increase the number of graduates in science-related fields to keep populating the workforce and advancing technology, the foundation for science has to be solid and laid early. Since science education for elementary-age children has been a source of concern for many years, Cornelison started PhysBiz, wherein his faculty go into second and fourth grade classrooms in the Springfield Public Schools teaching experiments to make physics understandable and fun.
We actually sit down and have the students perform simple experiments that focus on a particular idea in physics. Some of the ideas might be force and motion. Some of them might be sound. Some of them might be electricity and magnetism or energy. Those kinds of ideas that students have very little exposure to in any sort of concentrated way. We hope to have a summer program next summer where we will have high school students come in, work directly in laboratories with people in our department in the month of July, and over a course of about 5 weeks, actually perform some experiments that are very similar to what actual practicing physicists might do. We also have a program we're trying to develop with Phelps School, which is the gifted program over here close to Missouri State's campus. Over the last year, I've gone over there and visited a number of times and done some rather advanced programs and hope to try to build some sort of a science in residence program with them.
Seeing an opportunity at the Jordan Valley Innovation Center, which houses many corporate entities in research and product development, as well as MSU's Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences, and the Center for Applied Sciences and Engineering, also known as CASE, Cornelison's department is moving 3 faculty into JVEC in downtown Springfield to provide research support.
We will be working closely with the CASE staff in order to not only help corporate affiliates, but to build partnerships in order to develop grant research opportunities with those corporate partners. Our effort will be led by PhD material scientists who will be charged with providing funding for a variety of ventures, focusing primarily on research efforts that would benefit both our own students and our own goals and also benefit the corporate partners. So those research efforts will focus primarily on material science, especially as it pertains to the electronic characterization of materials.
The life of the scientist, what does it look like? Since pop culture can't be trusted to provide an accurate depiction, I asked an expert.
When students and their parents come to me and ask about majoring in physics, it's the parents who are usually worried. The kid is usually very, very interested in going on to study physics because they have an innate understanding and desire to learn about the physical world, while the parents are concerned that they will be out of work. I want to disabuse that notion. I've had recently several of my majors start, a couple with Lockheed Martin and one with Seagate Technologies. They all started at salaries with a bachelor's degree greater than $75,000.
That was Dr. David Cornelison, Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science Department Head at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.